Whether you're just delving into the world of voiceover,
you're an established voice actor,
or you just want to listen to some unfiltered thoughts and opinions about the industry,
then this podcast is for you.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Jen. And this is the Off Air Podcast.
Hello.
To the voiceover podcast.
Yes, I did it that time. Once a month, Jen.
I genuinely forgot. That's out the really way. Bad. Yeah. Okay.
We have a very, very,
super
very
excited
special person joining us for some shits and giggles today. The one and only Kelly Condren. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. That's quite an impressive introduction.
I feel like
when
I
start doing that when I walk into the kitchen with the kids. Yeah. It's the one and only Kelly Condren to make the fish fingers.
Yeah. They'll be like, great.
Thanks, Mum. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn your celebrity lights off, Mum. Stop it now. No one's listening. Like,
no one cares.
Make
no
the fish fingers, please. I've said it before we started, but yeah, just... I know you're very busy bee, so I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to come and just have a chat with us. And I know we've spoken quite a lot in the past and stuff, and we're quite like-minded. So having you on I was quite excited because there's loads of stuff to talk about. We've got a few things to get into. And
yeah, we don't know each other as well, but I am super excited to learn about everything Kelly.
I hope we don't disappoint them.
I know we have built you up now. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone's going to listen to it at the end and go, well, that wasn't great, was it?
No pressure.
Talk about an anticlimax. Yeah. Well, I tell you, for those that might not know who you are, do you want to just give like a brief sort of, this is me?
This is me. I am a working class mum from Salford, got two kids, and somehow still to this day don't really know, started acting when I was 13 professionally, got and on TV, got quite a few good roles, kept working. I think it was because I was just this cocky 13-year-old who thought she was mint. And it worked. And then went into Hollyoaks, did 6 years at Hollyoaks, and then I think it was as I'd left Hollyoaks, my first voiceover job, this is so random, still to this day I think they got me confused with someone else. Somebody approached, Endemol approached my acting agent, right? I've never done voiceover before in my life at this point, and said, will she narrate a TV show? Yeah. So I went, my first ever job, I went to London for 3 weeks. They put me up in the Marriott in London for 3 weeks. They filmed a show. It was called Celebrity Scissorhands. They filmed the show in the day. I voiced it in the afternoon and it went out either that night or the next night.
Holy
and then they
shit.
Did like a live final where like they literally sent someone on motorbikes to get the tape there on time to go on air, which was like amazing. But that was my first voiceover.
Were you like 20 or something then?
Yeah, I must have been about 21, 22, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Completely spoiled. And then when I finished, they bought me a bottle of Cristal. And I'm like,
That wasn't your payment, though.
That was like a well done for being mint. And I'm like, Cristal, like, I've never drank something this expensive in my life. And so from then I went to, and I decided that I couldn't be arsed with acting anymore. I love acting. I adore the craft of acting. Not so keen on the industry at that point.
I was going to say, is that what you fell out of it because of the people
around
you?
Yeah, and I wanted kids and I didn't want to do the two things together. That didn't feel like my route. I know people do and there's nothing wrong with it, but it just didn't feel like something it would have worked for me. So I started coaching at a school, the Manchester School of Acting, and I worked it out last night. I've been coaching there now for 18 years.
And I still
coach. I coach the youth students.
That's amazing, though. Well done.
Yeah, and I love that. I adore working with actors and coaching people and helping people try and achieve what they want to achieve.
What age is that then you're working with?
The youth students are 13 to 18.
Wow. Oh, God, I bet they absolutely love you.
Because I've mentioned it before. I know. I can vouch that
tough,
they do.
Tough but fair. Like, you know, like, I think you'd be honest with them.
Yeah.
In my class, obviously, there's no youth people, but your name gets mentioned with a lot of positivity.
Does it? So, that's nice. I'm very honest because I think if those kids are there to be in the industry, then they need to know what the industry is like, and they need to be able to kind of live in that world. So we nurture, we look after, we care for, but we're very, very honest. And then just voiceover. So I set up the acoustic window, went into my studio just before lockdown. And that for me was when it really kind of kicked off. And I went, okay, this is happening again now. So I'd done bits since doing the Endemol stuff, but this is kind of really happening. I'm a massive grafter. I don't ever switch off. I'm learning that not everyone's brain works like mine. I didn't know that. like going through, both my children are autistic, and going through their diagnosis has made me go, oh, that's not how everyone's brain works.
Yeah. Like what kind of thing? Just in terms of switching off, or
I do not switch off at all. And then, so like if I'm like cleaning the house, I won't complete one task. So I'll empty the dishwasher, and then I'll go, oh, I need to do the wash, and then
That's what I'm like. It drives my husband.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Leaving cupboards open everywhere, and like I just get distracted so easily.
It's just like I never stop with the voiceover, which is great, and that's all busy.
I've done a bit of, like, I've seen your posts on social media, and I've done a bit of reading, but I've intentionally not gone too into it because I wanted to hear from you firsthand. The women.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Talk to me about this.
I can't. So there's not a lot. So I have wanted to write for a very, very long time, but always had an inferiority complex about. I don't have a degree. I don't even have A levels. How can I write? And I started writing with a friend, and we came up with this pilot that was really good. But finding the time to write with somebody else was tricky. So I decided I'm just gonna start writing. And then there was a Victoria Wood writing competition. So that was my deadline to try and get me play ready for that. And so it started as a play, The Women, and it's about four women, working class women. Around the age of 40, kind of going, what the fuck? And questioning their life and questioning their inherent desire or need to conform to society, and questioning that and going, do you know what? No. And kind of saying up yours to what society expects of these women. We had a teaser of it at an event in Manchester, and I was in it, right? So this is the first time I've been on stage. The last time I was on stage was when I was about 15, and we did the first act of The Diary of Anne Frank, because the second act wasn't ready. I don't know how you do just the first act of The Diary of Anne Frank. Sounds a bit wrong, doesn't it? But we did. And so I'm shitting myself because I've not been on stage for God knows how many years. And then I'm like, this is the first time anyone's heard this play. Is it even funny? And then about 2 minutes before I was about to go on, I looked at the audience, and I'm not lying, they were about 20 years younger than kind of the natural target audience of this play. And I'm like, we're going to fucking die. But I can't tell the actors that, because they're all nervous, right? So I'm just going, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. Like my kid, my sister, my mum and dad, they'll laugh. Even if it's not funny, they'll laugh for me. Yeah. And anyway, we went on, and I'm not joking, it was unreal, just like mind-blowing. And my husband Adam, he filmed it, and on the recording it sounds like canned laughter. It just blew my mind. Yeah, just like really, really, really ridiculously well received. And then since then, a few industry people have had their eyes on it, and everyone's talking about how good the writing is and blah, blah, blah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, which is amazing. So it's going to go into R&D, and we're going to do a viewing of it and hopefully get a full run of it. But obviously, because I don't stop, and I've done a pilot episode for a TV show, and I'm having meetings with production.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for you.
It's ridiculous. It is mad. But I can genuinely say that the pilot episode is fucking mint. It's brilliant. And I'm not being an idiot when I say that. I'm not showing off.
Absolutely own it. Yeah.
It really is. And but then I do have the moments of go, did I write that? Like, and we're just starting now to develop other ideas that I've got, and I'm like a bit imposter syndrome's creeping back in, because I'm like, how did you write them? Was that just a fluke, The Women? Then can you write something else? And so So that's where we're at.
Don't let it. I'm so excited for you. Do not let that crush it.
Yeah, I hate that feeling when you do something mint and then you think, shit, was that a fluke? Was that just one moment of greatness? Yeah. And it was now it's fucked off.
Yeah, thanks, Meg. That's made me feel loads better.
Obviously, with you doing VO as like your primary thing, but now you're doing a lot of TV stuff. Has that bug come back to a point where you want to do like where's the balance? 50-50, more TV, less VO, etc.? Like,
it's a really big question. I think voiceover will always be my main priority because I'm a massive control freak. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with voiceover, I am in control. I can choose which jobs I say yes and no to. And of course, you know, you get jobs in that you want and you pitch for them and you don't get them. But with acting, I feel like there's this really kind of shitty, ugly side where you're waiting for someone to give you permission to audition.
Right.
It's not even about getting the job. It's like, you know, my acting agent is wonderful, Shauna at Winterson's. They are just amazing and very, very honest. And a few times said, I'm pushing for people to see you, but they won't see you.
Oh, it's and so tough.
And I can't, brutal, to me, then I just go, I don't want to play in your world then. Yeah.
Even hearing you talk about this makes me feel stressed out because that's, I mean, well, you sorry. And I, no, yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
There Jen's there the breathing plan. Into a I know, bag, like,
you and I are like miles apart in terms of acting. Miles, miles, miles apart. Different universes in terms of acting. But that's my experience. So as an actor, you're just desperately trying to get scraps. You are like, you feel absolutely beholden to other people. Whereas voice acting, I feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
I can get those jobs. If I work really hard and because I'm good, I can get those jobs. I didn't feel like that with acting at all. Now,
I don't think it is like that, is it?
No,
yeah, but I don't think it is. I think it's so subjective.
Is it changing or is it still the same, do you reckon?
I think the industry's in a really tough time at the minute. Yeah. And I think because of that, less risks are being taken.
Yeah.
So I often get asked by actors, how do I get into voiceover? And I think they think that it's easy and that there's a shortcut and I'm going to give them a magic answer and all of a sudden tomorrow they're going to have 20 clients.
Can I have that as well then?
Yeah, I'll give it you after this.
Wait in the chat.
Actually, I'm setting up a course. I'm really not. And I think the voiceover industry and the acting industry are very different. Mm-hmm. And I always say, anyone that approaches me, what type of voiceover do you want? If they're an actor, I say, what type of voiceover do you want to be? Do you want to be a voiceover that just does it to get in a bit of money alongside your acting? Or do you want to be a full-time voiceover that gets their own clients and a lot of their own work and works with an agent as well? And I think you have to be really honest about what you want and how much time you've got to dedicate to it. Because I think a lot of actors actually just want that first one, which is fine. There's no right or wrong. But if you just want that first one, then you've got to be realistic with your time and your expectations. If you're just going to do that first one, you're not going to have a career like you guys have got. You're not going to have that amount of clients. You're not going to have those jobs unless you're out there hustling, unless you're out there learning, unless you're doing blah, blah, blah. And so I think that's the first thing that I would say to any actor that's looking into voiceover, be honest and realistic. The thing that I'm seeing at the minute is people promising people the earth and not being able to deliver. And I think it's just morally wrong. People setting up courses saying, give me £200 and I'll get you in front of a casting director. That's cruel. Yeah. That's preying on people really wanting it. It's a little bit like, my agent probably ring me in a minute and say, what have you said? But it's when casting directors set up these casting workshops and they charge money for people to go. I think that's morally wrong. I understand why an actor would pay £100 to go and see a casting director, because you go and you think, if they just see what I can do, they'll discover me. And I'm happy to pay £100 for that. So I understand it completely from the actors or voice actors' point of view.
Yeah.
From the person that's running that class, whose job it is to find new talent, I think that's morally wrong. And I know everyone has to pay the bills, but I think there's got to be better ways to pay your bills than doing that. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. And there's one, I need to be careful how I put this, but there's one person in particular that's running voiceover classes, coaching, one-to-ones and classes. And this person not so long ago approached me asking about how to do voiceover. So maximum a year and a half ago, got in touch with me asking how to get
and
into
now they're
voiceover.
Offering coaching.
And also just outright asked for my client list. They didn't want to put the work in. And now that person is offering coaching. So I think... And
who's
probably,
paying them, though? Like, this is,
yeah, you don't know, do you? You've no idea when you're new.
No, you don't. That's the
or
thing.
Or even established. And it's really hard.
To find the right... So with my writing, okay, so the brilliant idea would be that I would send that to someone that I can trust who mm-hmm. can script edit it for me, that can look at it and go, this isn't right. I haven't found that person yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if you're so good, why are you not doing it? And I've coached acting for 18 years and I don't even know that I would feel comfortable doing private acting classes and charging people lots of money.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard. It's so hard because I get that people have to diversify, people have to pay the bills, and they might have something to offer people.
Yeah.
But again, I think some of these things that I'm seeing that are coming through about, well, you know, you can be an actor in a weekend, or we'll teach you voiceover, and they don't have the qualification or just the experience, really.
Because you can have amazing voice actors and amazing actors, but they're shit teachers.
I think the other thing, if you're new to the industry, is understanding rates as well.
Yeah,
100%. Because you could get a job and you think, amazing, I've got a job. It's like 200 quid and it's only going to be an hour of my time. And then... Yeah. Actually, that's a 200-quid job could be like $6,000 or something.
Yeah.
You could really, you know, and the usage isn't dependent on your experience. The money that someone pays to use your audio isn't dependent on experience. It's dependent on they like your sound and they want to use it for their brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think educating yourself on rates it is probably quite a good one. And I get that somebody new into it might have a lower studio fee you know, there's room for negotiations for certain, but don't just go and do, I get it, it's hard, isn't it? 200 quid fucking that pays your bills, doesn't it?
Especially if you're earning minimum wage. That seems like,
The thing is, you can't even compare it. Like if you're doing a job where you're getting paid, what's minimum wage now? About 12 quid. So even if you're getting that, or maybe just something slightly over, and you're doing, you know, a bit of manual labour, working a 7-8 hour day, and at the end of it, you come out with like 75 quid, right? All the hours that have gone into that, the tiredness, the exhaustion that comes with it. And somebody goes, here, there's 150 quid just for half an hour's work. I mean, that's mind fucking blown. But it's, so you can understand why some people new into it will just like, yeah, of course. But it's kind of like you said, it's, you actually could get maybe 10 times that amount.
Yeah.
So just don't allow yourself to get exploited.
And again, go back to those people that are offering that job, know it's worth 10 times.
Right, exactly.
They're the shysters, aren't they?
Dealing with the money side of it, like quoting
people. Oh, it's awful, isn't
it? The worst part.
I really struggle with it. Yeah, I struggle with it, because quite often you'll get a voice note from me, Michael. Yeah. I did it with my mate Scott as well, and he's like, mate, this is just getting ridiculous now.
I love that when you get a call from the radio station, you're like, I'd love to do a job, and you don't really know what it is, and you're like, it's
27.50, brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, 30 quid is really going to help out.
But the thing is, it's like with Bauer, though. Like, I did a spot with Bauer yesterday. I love working with them.
They're
short,
great team.
Quick, simple.
They're and they're all the producers that you work
like
with.
It's like 6 minutes or something you're actually on. Wow. You're like, oh, okay. It's done.
Yeah,
it's just instant rapport with them. I love working with them.
A good bunch.
And occasionally you get those big ones in. I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, and it's such a nice surprise.
Speaking of George.
Yes.
He's
cut my line out there.
Yeah, that's
because you went to children.
Brilliant.
That went weird.
What was your line? I missed it. What did you say?
I just said speaking of big ones because
that's for the other podcast. Yeah.
That's for the outtakes. Speaking of big ones, so Josh, oh, I'm dying here right now.
Oh, dear.
How amazing that you've got your son involved in VO, and he's been nominated for.
Yeah, he's been shortlisted.
One voice, hasn't he?
That's yeah, so which cool. is it is amazing. Yeah, Georgie's 13. He's been doing voiceover for maybe two, three years, and he was picked up when he first started by Soho Voices. So
oh,
before
yeah,
I was
Soho.
Even with them, they picked him up, and I was like, "You've got a better agent than me." so he's been doing it for a couple of years now, and he is because he doesn't want to act.
Right.
He has no interest in it whatsoever, into acting, and he's 13 now, so he's just like, I'll do a voiceover job, how much is it? That's where his like
yeah.
level is. It's all about, I can sit down, say some words and get some money, is where his head's at. So because of that, he just sounds like a normal boy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what people are booking him for, just this
yeah.
normal lad, and that's a really tricky find, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's yeah, been nominated and shortlisted for a One Voice Award. So
that's
when
wicked.
I told him, he was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And he got more excited than I thought he would, actually.
Aww.
And then he was like, I won't get it, though, will I? And I was like, well, you've got 1 in 7 chance of getting it. And he was like, but I won't, though, will I? And he was like, can I come? And I'm like, no, I just think it's adults, because I thought, I'm not.
yes, this is my night off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure it is 13-year-old appropriate,
it's not,
though.
No. And he wouldn't enjoy it. It would just
no.
be far too overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been shortlisted. But then Matilda, my daughter, who's 8, she started doing it in the past 6 months. And oh my God, she's good.
Is
like,
she?
She, oh my God, the girl, she's just got such a natural, I'll send you a demo. She's just got such a natural instinct for it, like ridiculously.
I hate her a little bit. Is that
oh,
what?
Mate, I hate her a little bit. She's better than me. She comes up with stuff and I go, what?
But is it like, is it that sort of organic, just natural read? There's no, like, not
yeah.
much of a perform, right?
No,
I think,
all just
I think
really, really, really natural. But then understanding of tone and style and pacing and it just, like, ridiculous.
Wow, good on
so
her. That's amazing.
I sent her reel to Soho saying, do you want this or should I go somewhere else? And they were like, by this time I'm repped by them. And they're like, no, we'll take it. And then I think it was last week. It all got very exciting because the three of us have booked a video game.
That's so cool.
I know, right? The first
no
family that Soho Voices have had all booked on the same job. And we've booked a video game,
That's,
which is
are you,
mega.
Are you playing a family on the video game or just individual characters on it?
I'm not 100% sure
oh, right,
yet.
Okay,
I
yeah.
think, it, yeah, I'm not 100%
That's
sure
so
yet.
Cool.
Yeah, really
That's
cool.
Well good.
So I just want a supermarket now. So if there's any supermarkets
yeah.
listening and you need a brand family voice, I'm there for it.
That's just
I'm having it.
Yeah. If you post about this on social media, tag all the ones you want to work
tag
with.
Tag all the supermarkets.
Co-op.
Yeah.
yeah, it's fine.
Be honest though, it's well exciting when you hear yourself on radio or TV, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
never gets old.
I really get excited
yeah.
when I'm like, and even my husband Kel, it was at Hollyoaks time, he was like, Kel, you're on the telly nearly every day, and you're getting excited about a radio ad. I'm like, I know, but about the radio,
and it's a surprise, I think. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
it's me. I kind of want to be around more people when it happens, so I can be like, it's me.
Well, I do it in the car, and I'll hear it, and I'll turn it up, and I'll say to my daughter, it's mum, it's
yeah.
mum, and she's like, and I'm like. Oh.
It's so weird, like it I totally agree, like the amount of times, like you've recorded the advert, you've heard
yeah.
it a million times, and I'll have the radio on in the background and hear me like shut up. No, it's so weird, but you just
yeah.
it never ever gets old, ever. I think I do a lot more radio than I do TV commercials, but when I think for me, when I hear a TV commercial, that for me is like
yeah
like the pinnacle. It's like, oh,
yeah.
fuck, I'm on TV. I love it. But I did an advert for Vinted. I recorded it in November. It came out in January. Still never saw it. And I got messages from people, you're on again. It was on prime time as well. So around about somewhere between 7 and 9 p.m. Never saw it once. But I wasn't that bothered because I remember when I did the session, I was like, oh God, this just doesn't sound great, does it? Anyway, then Gabs sent me a video when it was on. She goes, oh, I've managed to catch it. And she played it to me and I listened to it. I was like, Not sure I want to share that one.
You've shared it, haven't you?
No, I've not, still not properly seen it.
No, I just got the video. It on your,
No. So I still never properly seen it. I just it was a little bit of an anticlimax because it's a massive brand. It's great you could, you know, a TV spot like that. But I just remember that the energy and the vibe they were going for. I just felt that the music and the vibe in the video, should I say. I just felt the VO didn't quite match it. And I was trying to bring it up a bit. I felt the same,
but you have to just tell yourself that's what they wanted.
The client's always right.
They are always right. And if they're happy, then you did what they wanted and you did a good job.
I know.
Same though. And you're like, really? You want me to go with this tone with that music? Okay.
Or is the flip side of that, so quite often I'll go to a session and I'll read the script and they'll go, that was perfect. That's brilliant. Thanks. And I'll go, whoa. You need another version at least.
Let me give you one more read.
Yeah, even if it's just a safety read.
Yeah.
But you can feel that the energy of everyone's just questioning. Did we? That was perfect. Did we? Just, and quite often in a session, they've gone, we've booked you for the hour. And I've gone, yeah, can you do this? And I did one for, I was doing a voiceover for studio.co.uk. And I was doing all their stuff. And we'd done the stuff. And they'd booked me for the hour. And they were like, actually, just so we've got some stuff in the bank, can you do from just £3? And I was like, yeah, of course I can, from just £3. And they were like, can we keep going? And it was like, just £4. And we got to like, just £399. And it was like, I honestly felt like Ant and Dec were going to come out and like, God. It was some sort of setup because they were just using the time to bank these from just £199.
Wow. And I mean, then, that's, you know, quite unusual,
words,
I reckon.
Don't sound like words.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like noise, isn't it?
What is going on?
Have you got a line as to what you won't do in terms of like certain types of jobs? I mean, like most people sort of go on the political side of things or religion. Like, porn.
Yeah. I'm joking.
I got asked to do that once. No, I got asked to do it once.
Hashtag OnlyFans. No,
we'll share it in the show notes.
Yeah. I don't tend to do gambling.
Bingo,
slightly different, I think, because they're usually aimed more at having a good night out, but I don't tend to do gambling stuff.
When you see the documentaries about gambling, you just think, God, I shouldn't be promoting this. Yeah. It's just...
And there was one, actually, well before Rishi was Prime Minister, there was a company that approached me and they wanted to do a video just slating him, basically. It was like Dishy Rishi and all his millions and stuff. And I was like, I am all for this, but I fucking can't do it, mate. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like at the time I was in Hollyoaks, I was like, it's not going to get past them. But I 100% agree with everything you're saying. Yeah. Crack on. But it was too political. And I think that's the thing to say as well. A lot of the voiceovers that I do are really big and really exciting and all of those things that we want to do. But a lot of them are just day-to-day jobs.
Yeah.
So I do quite a lot of like telephone lines through a company. And one of them was for Turkey Tea.
Turkey
and obviously
tea.
He didn't sell it like Turkey Tea. Yeah, so like a dentistry, but in Turkey. So people go out to get Turkey Tea, don't they?
Right. Sorry.
So it was about, and we'll look after you. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what if people like are going and having terrible turkey tea? Yeah. And I had a little wobble.
You overthink it. You definitely overthink
really
it.
You really do.
It's like, and it's like, oh, you're just paid to just promote a service, which like, it's not your
and
fault.
Even that
if
was
it
phone
goes
lines,
wrong.
Like, they're only really
the amount of
going for their
turkey
tea.
Yeah, they're already engaged, aren't they?
God.
I thought that was the name of a company. I was like, what? And I thought it said Turkey Tea. I was like, what is Turkey Tea? This is a big brand that I'm missing.
Sorry, I will get better with my pronunciation.
No, Turkey Tea.
I'll use my posh voice.
Yeah, use your posh voice when you're talking to me, please, Kelly.
My mum says that it was my posh voice when she hears me done LMADs because I'm the brand voice now, which I've done for about 4 or 5 years now.
I love hearing that though because it feels like I love hearing people that I know and be like, oh, that's Kelly or whatever. I just love it. It's really
But
nice.
My mum says, you done LMAD was on. And I said, was it? She goes, yeah, it was your posh voice.
Is she annoyed with you for putting on a posh voice for that?
I don't think so,
no. Do you know you're doing it?
I don't think it is a posh voice. No. It's just not. I think it's more my natural sound now. And then I think, so I just did one that before I came on here that I had to mank up a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I find that slightly more difficult. To really mank it up because I find actually that people say they want Manchester but actually when they don't
well I get labelled as a posh mank So when I get asked to dial it up, I do find it's almost really quite forced. It doesn't sound natural. Like I said, I always make the joke of like, how manc do you want? Do you want my natural style, or do you want to go full Liam Gallagher? Like there's, you know,
Where
where
there's
on
a
the
scale.
spectrum? Yeah. But if I try and go like, if I try and really dial up, it sounds like I'm taking the piss out of myself. Like, I'm
Yeah.
8. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't talk like that. So just I bang on about it all the time, but this is totally genuine gratitude. Everyone that continues to download and listen, we are eternally grateful. Just please be mindful if you can, just to remember to share it if you enjoyed the episode, and just give us a little follow if you want to. No pressure.
No pressure,
Very good at this.
The worst selling ever.
Well, I
You're a
don't like
voiceover.
asking.
Come on, Michael. You can do better than that.
I don't
We'll
like telling
direct
people
you
what
after
to do.
this.
This has
Yeah.
been really good, though.
I've loved it. I told you,
Yeah.
I said to Jenny, I'll tell you what, Kelly, if she can come on, I said she will get it. It'll be good. So, yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
knew
think
it
it's
on the spot
brilliant.
once
I think
again.
it's an absolutely fantastic podcast, and it's so valuable to those starting out and those already in the industry. So make sure you are liking and subscribing, because
Thanks,
there's
Kelly.
lots
You're
of
better at this.
exciting, useful, brilliant information there for you.
Cheers. Appreciate
Amazing.
that. Thank you very much.
That's how you
Right,
do it,
okay.
Michael. Until next
That is how you do it. That is exactly how you do
That is how you do
it, yeah. And I'm going to leave my shitty bit in so people can compare and go, you see, that's how the pros do
it. Right, I'll speak to you both soon then.
Okay,
Jen's
thanks
like
very
putting the
much.
phone down.
Yeah. Have a fantastic rest of your week, folks, and we will see you on the next episode. Thanks very much, folks.
Bye.
Take care, bye.